composer Richard Rodgers and lyricist Oscar Hammerstein started their collaboration 50 years ago. To commemorate the anniversary, the original cast recording of their musical South Pacific has been reissued. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger, you may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then that somewhere you see her again and again. Some enchanted in me.
That may be the best loved song from a musical comedy ever written for an opera singer. The show, of course, was Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, and the singer is the great Italian basso Ezio Pinza. Some Enchanted Evening made Pinza a Broadway matinee idol. It's one of the great romantic songs. Richard Rodgers' arching melody lends a passionate authenticity to what are really some pretty corny lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. Rodgers and Hammerstein brilliantly played off Pinza's operatic grandeur against Mary Martin's endearing, infinitely nuanced American naivete. At the heart of Hammerstein's script, with its heavy moral about racial tolerance, is the old musical comedy theme of the meeting and eventual merging of European and American traditions. While Pinza sings about enchanted evenings, the Mary Martin character, Nellie Forbush, sings in self-consciously American cliches. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm only a cockeyed optimist. Or I'm in love with a wonderful guy. That song seems to be almost as much about the use of language as about love.
As corny as Kansas in August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in the conventional dither with the conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
In 1955, 16 years after South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein tapped another great opera singer, the American Wagnerian soprano Helen Traubel. The show, Pipe Dream, was based on John Steinbeck's Sweet Thursday, a story about a California brothel. Neither Rodgers nor Hammerstein felt quite at home in that setting, and the show flopped. The score, however, supplied pop stars like Perry Como and Eddie Fisher with such big hits as All at Once You Love Her and Everybody's Got a Home But Me, a song about homelessness with one of Rodgers' prettiest tunes. But it was the inspired casting of Traubel as a madam that created the show's real energy. Traubel's sense of humor was as boundless as her voice. On the original cast album, you can hear what a good sport she was.
Some shirts hanging up on a clothesline kept waving their tails my way. Hiya, fauna, hiya, babe. Ain't this a doll of a day? Hi, kids. Ain't this a doll of a day? What a day it's been for dreaming. My dreams have...
For the 50th anniversary of Rodgers and Hammerstein's collaboration, RCA has reissued the rarest of their show albums, Pipe Dream, Me and Juliet, and the experimental Allegro. Not their best scores, but each has at least one great tune. Sony's new South Pacific CD has three juicy bonus tracks: Mary Martin singing two songs cut from the original show, and Pins's single of Bally High, a song he didn't sing on stage. I wish some video company would put out the marvelous scenes Pinza and Martin did together on the old Ed Sullivan show. Sony has also reissued the remarkable complete recording on two CDs of another show with an opera singer, a show that was more operatic in its basic conception, Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella, which starred the distinguished Met baritone Robert Weedy. All these shows made it possible for wonderful singers to continue their careers after they were past their operatic primes. They, in turn, added a new range to the American musical and gave the American ideal of a cultural melting pot an interesting Broadway twist.
Lloyd Schwartz reviewed Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. It's been reissued on CD by Sony Broadway.